room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation for immediate release. Petition for U.S. House of Representatives to investigate FDA and Department of Justice, plus articles of impeachment for U.S. federal judge, is gaining ground with thousands of signatures. Stand By Daniel Defense Fund announces a petition to rally U.S. citizens to respectfully urge our Congress to commence an investigation into the acts of certain officials, named and unnamed, of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Judicial District of the Eastern District of Washington, through the adoption and or resolution of draft articles of impeachment. Action stems from a man, L. Daniel Smith, facing 37 years in prison. 37 years in prison. Remember, this thing's being sold all over the place, so we got to make an example of somebody. After unwittingly becoming a victim of FDA malfeasance, prosecutorial abuse, and judicial misconduct, the video released 2 weeks ago, it's been a little longer than that, has already received over 84,000 views. A previous video released in December 2014 was viewed in 163 countries within the first 30 days, which is the one we listened to, with thousands of individuals donating and pledging support to the Stand By Daniel campaign. Mr. Smith is scheduled to go on trial on March 2nd, 2015. Folks, that's coming up real soon. The government has yet to turn over hundreds of exculpatory documents, including sworn statements by witnesses. Daniel Smith has begun a hunger strike in solidarity for liberty and justice, and to implore the 114th U.S. Congress to act, to stand by for and with thousands of supporters worldwide, to put an end to an epidemic, he says, of prosecutorial and judicial abuse in the federal criminal justice system. We call it that anyway. StandByDaniel.com, folks. Check it out. 37 years, huh? I'm not sure that's enough.
Well, it's more than enough for them to make some money. I'm sure you know about the sureties and the bonds and all that business.
Oh, absolutely. You are a human capital, my friend. Your labor can be traded on the stock market.
That's right. That's right. Making license plates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you kidding? Go to Unicor. You ever been to unicor.gov?
That's where they have the fidelities and...
That's the federal prison industry's website. It's like going to Home Depot. You can get just about anything you want there. Unicor, UNICOR.gov. You'd be shocked at what you can buy on that thing.
Wow.
Federal prison industries. That's where all the products the prisoners make are sold. And generally it's sold between government agencies. So you have armored vehicles. They do everything in prison. They do hardwood floors, for God's sake. I mean, they do everything.
Wow. Wow. That's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully I won't be employed in one of these... yeah, warehouses here.
Well, you know what? I guess I for the most part, I suppose it would be better than just sitting in a cell all day, but that is like saying that slavery is okay because it keeps you busy.
Right. Yeah, definitely not okay. Yeah.
Well, I see on your GoFundMe site that you're trying to raise $200,000, which, you know, when you consider billable hours and all the crap you have to go through, really isn't that much in the legal world, is it?
No, we've been told that we, you know, we should have gone for $500, but you know, that's, you know, I have a feeling if we went for that, they would spend it. So, you know, and we, you know, it's really what's more important to us right now than the money is the signatures on the petition. That's, you know, we take a little money and throw it at some attorneys and you know, it's gone. But if we get some signatures on this petition, we can make some change. If we can implement some reform, if we can get Congress to say, yeah, that's not okay, and that's not what we had in mind, and we need to make some changes, that's really what we're gunning for.
Well, I don't mean to I don't mean to poop in your parade, but I mean, I certainly hope that that works. Unfortunately, petitions are, well, let's just say they don't actually carry any real legal weight. That the real thing about a petition is, honestly, is the notoriety of the subject at hand. Like, you're getting people to actually see what's going on. That's the real radiation, if you will, that comes from a petition. So the more people you can get it in front of, the more people will actually be aware of what's happening. And that's really the most, you know, the best thing about a petition. I wish that I could say that they have an actual legal capacity to do anything or to force things.
Oh, but we don't believe for a second that they do have any capacity whatsoever. And you're right. It's basically to provide information in a format that, you know, that's what they're used to looking at. Okay, what is it that you need us to do, and how many of us do you want us to actually, you know, really care about this? Because, you know, these representatives, they're busy, and they've got a lot of people with a lot of money bugging them about other things. So I feel
and they're paying them to care. You're not even offering them any money to care.
That's right. That's right. And in one sense, you know, what we're proposing could in the end you know, spoil some people's business in Washington. So, you know, it's, you know, you've got to try, and that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what we're really talking about is yes, on one hand we're talking about protecting yourself, but really, as Jim Humble said, we're protecting ourselves by protecting you, because this really boils down, correct me if I'm wrong, to a, if you will, a precedent that could be set to take this thing off of the market, or at least to take the ability of people to acquire it away from all of us, and even across the world. Even charities sending it places might be hindered by this.
Yes. There's a lot of tight regulations around sodium chloride, even in the United States now, and that's tightened up more and more since 2009-ish. Well, I think it actually started earlier than that, but this is not something that they want to have available, freely available.
Hmm. Well, I you said that that Humble's book actually taught you how to make it in your kitchen.
Basically how to mix, you know, your sodium chloride, chlorine dioxide, to create the chlorine dioxide. But also, if you wanted to obtain dry sodium chloride flake to make your own liquid solution, the instructions are in his book to do that as well.
So the real issue here is being able to obtain the ingredients to make what they want to call a drug.
Yeah, but the ingredients, there's only one ingredient in MMS, that's sodium chloride, if you don't count the water. So it's distilled water and sodium chloride. The ingredients that you need to actually create your own, you technically don't even have to have a food-grade acid, but in the Jim Humble protocol, you would use one. and that's citric acid, and they're going to have a really hard time with that one.
So. Unless they genetically engineer it and replace all citric fruits and supplements, which is possible, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, let's get back. So, all right. So, you do this whole thing because obviously something happened after you sent all this case precedent, Supreme Court law, you know, case law and everything. So, yeah, it's about a 2-year interval, and then all of a sudden they're back.
Well, it's actually another year.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when they descend. So they bring in agents from all over the United States. They raid 3 different locations at once. Our home, fulfillment center, and the bottling company.
And this time it was the hard way?
This was not the easy way. No. In fact, my wife, Karis, was home alone that morning. I was in New Mexico taking my daughter to yoga camp, where she likes to go each summer. And they came, I don't know, probably 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it was earlier, I'm not sure. But they came, they had their guns, they were going to bust down the door if it didn't get opened. They were aggressive. Our dog, Australian Shepherd, was pretty wigged out, and they were really aggressive towards the dog, and Karis had to, you know, beg them to stand down on the dog because the dog was just freaked out. You know, it's like, these do not look like nice people coming into my house. And you know, he wants to protect his people. But so that whole experience that day really rattled Karis. And she, you know, well, she was diagnosed with PTSD shortly thereafter, if that tells you anything. And still suffers today some leftover of that, you know, when there's any noises or strangers anywhere near the house, you know, it gets, you know, like, when are they coming next? Because that's the whole thing, is that when you're trusting the government to, gosh, you know, there's 2 words you don't really, trusting and government. So when you trust the government they would tell you if they had a legal valid objection to you doing something, and that instead of doing that, they let you go on and sell something that they apparently object to. They don't want you to sell in the name of public health. So they're going to let you sell it to people for a whole nother year, even though it, you know, they're saying it's hurting people, right? And they're going to do this while they're letting you do that. They're secretly going through your garbage, which we have photographs from Discovery of them doing that. They're coming up to your house and taking photographs, even inside the windows. They're putting warrantless GPS tracking devices on your cars, following you around everywhere you go. You know, this whole time, you know, we're living our lives, but there's these secret agents running around, thinking that, you know, basically they're building, putting together information so they can write a big old long affidavit and go throw it in front of a magistrate, and the magistrate will give them the keys to the kingdom to come make your life miserable. And that's what their goal was. That's their motive operandi, and they've got a formula and they follow it. So that would be a year. They came in, they did that, they took all of the computers, they took all the equipment, all the product. I mean, they were taking it, like, at the house. They took MMS out of our pantry. They took it out of our bathroom because we use it in our bathroom. We use it in our kitchen. We use, you know, it has so many uses. And here they are. They're federal agents are in my house removing a bottle of sodium chlorite. I mean, they're going to leave the hydrogen peroxide, though, because that's you know, even though it's got a stronger oxidation potential than this, right? They're going to leave that. They're going to leave the Clorox bleach that you know, that's harmful and fatal if swallowed, says right on the label down there, and isn't the same thing. It's right there by the laundry. They're taking these bottles of things, you know, from our house like they're this controlled substance. It's absolutely absurd. And so, anyway.
Is it a controlled substance?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
It's not a scheduled substance. So, at that point, you know, Kara said, I'm never going back to that house again, because you can't, if the government can just show up out of the blue and do that to you with absolutely no warning whatsoever, when you believed that you were, you know, operating legally and in good faith, then you never know what's going to happen next. You just, I mean, you're living in terror of your own government. Our life...
Are you suggesting there is another way to live?
Well,
can you point somewhere in the world where that's... I mean, come on!
Well, it has.
We live in an illusion here, don't we?
So, you know, we lived... it would be another 2 years before they would bring an indictment. And Karis was just really unable to... We homeschooled at the time, and she just didn't have the capacity to do that anymore. And so we moved down to Ashland to enroll our daughter into a Waldorf school down there that we really liked. And we were down
Oregon.
There.
Oregon, right?
Yep, Ashland, Oregon. And one day comes banging on the front door is a whole team of, you know, armed agents. They come flooding in our house. They arrest me and Karis right in front of our 8-year-old daughter, who to this day is still, you know, pretty rattled about the whole thing.
You mean they didn't arrest her?
No.
I mean, jeez, no, they arrest the dog?
No. But they did threaten CPS if we didn't have somebody that could
naturally
could take her. And thankfully, we did. Someone locally came by and grabbed her. But it would be a month that they would hold us in jail, transporting us around, you know, injecting, you know, TB, doing TB shots, you know, where they inject actual TB into you to see if you have it. And, gosh, what a demeaning, demoralizing experience in jail. I'm sure you've talked to several people about it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, and your wife.
Yeah, it's definitely horrid. But, we finally got up to Spokane, where they brought us back and, went through the arraignment process. And now we've been sitting here for 2 years, waiting to go to trial, which is, as you know, is a week. So,
what were you arrested for?
Okay, yeah, that was, yeah, like at some point in time in the arrest, I said, "Hey, by the way, what am I being arrested for?" Oh, and the agent, I think he had to go look at something, because I don't know. It was like he didn't know off the top of his head. I don't remember what it was, but he said so it was smuggling, misbranding, and a conspiracy. And so I began processing that. But so it turns out that the indictment was 4 counts of introduction into interstate commerce, a drug that was misbranded, something that had happened like 2 years prior. We weren't even selling MMS. PGL was sort of defunct at the time when we were arrested, you know, for almost 2 years. So, you know, while we had moved on in our lives, the government was... They were not about to. I mean, they'd spent so much into this case already, so why stop now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really not about you. It's about the product. It's about demonizing the product.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, is the second they arrested us, they had it set to go. They blasted out a press release that I think after I got out of jail, I was able to look up and hit 15,000 hits on this on the title of this press release. 4 charged with internet sales of industrial bleach as a miracle cure, in which
you're a snake oil salesman.
That's right. And yeah, in which Stuart Delery, who's now the third in charge of DOJ, states that we're snake oil salesmen that peddling dangerous chemicals. So that sort of thing was just the beginning of the incredible amounts of prosecutorial misconduct that has just happened in this case, and the judge has sanctioned all the way for the last 2 years. It's just been non-ending. The government had seized about 10 years worth of emails from Google. They were only allowed to grab a window of it, and but they took all of it. In fact, they sat on a warrant that should have been executed within 10 days. The warrant even said so. They sat on it for 5 months before obtaining the data from Google so that they could sweep into their view 5 months of additional emails that happened after the raid. Because I'm sure the government would love to hear all about that legal, all of your legal strategy and everything that would happen after something like that would ensue, which is another area of misconduct where the FDA obtained all the attorney-client privilege emails, never pre-filtered it. They knew they were supposed to, Ninth Circuit precedent. They didn't do it. The attorney for the government, when they brought in an attorney that basically sits right next to the prosecutor and called them a taint attorney, and their job was to filter, attorney-client privilege emails out, which they, allegedly did. But, just a few months later, the prosecutor orders up the hard drive that contains all the attorney-client privilege emails from the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, bypasses their little firewall that they created entirely. And the judge, and I filed a motion to dismiss for a breach of attorney-client privilege in the first instance, the FDA, and the judge says, well, we have to follow this case called Danielson in the Ninth Circuit, and it says that you have to show a prima facie case of prejudice. And if the government implemented a firewall and the prosecution hasn't had access to the emails, then you're good. You're good to go. You haven't been prejudiced. And so then I find out a couple months later, because I'm looking at emails between the prosecutor and the discovery coordinator, that he actually himself had the hard drive in his own possession. And so I filed another motion to dismiss, and the judge does not follow the precedent at all in that case. She just changes the whole story. And so we recently filed a new one, a motion to reconsider, because now we have an affidavit from the attorney involved where the privilege was breached. But these are the kinds of games. For example, Federal Rule 16, they're supposed to let me physically inspect the thumb drive that Google gave them and make my own forensic copy. They refuse to do it. And one of the reasons we believe why they refused to do it is because they said originally, in 2012, they said they had seized 1.8 to 1.9 million files from Google. Well, when we got discovery, we only got about 450,000 emails. And we're like, where's the rest of the files? Well, then when I got the inbox files and started looking at them, there was a lot of interesting anomalies. So... there's a lot of data that disappeared and that they're not producing for us. And, of course, the judge is sanctioning this just, for 2 years straight. There's a lot of other stuff, and I could go on and on and on. But you get the idea.
Well, yeah, and that brings us to today. Your trial is coming up in, what, a week and a half?
Yeah, yeah.
And... I mean, geez, I don't know what to tell you, my friend, except, my heart goes out to you, your family, and I commend you on sticking through this, and I mean, it's just, I just keep hearing the same routine over and over with people that are going through, the same type of thing. It just, whether it's raw milk or whether it's, right. It's just incredible.
It's absurd, is what, to me, it's just absurd. Raw milk. Yeah, you've got these FDA agents that think they're just so hot, they're so cool, and they show up and they're going to pour your milk out. It's just so absurd. Thousands of years did we drink raw milk? And now all of a sudden in the last few, the FDA says, oh no, we can't do that.
Well, again, we found over and over that all these things that they demonize are specifically mentioned in government studies as being the things that prevent disease over and over, over and over and over. And it just, you can't help but eventually sort of start considering that they're really trying to get rid of anything that allows them to spread disease. I mean, it's really difficult not to see it in that perspective when you... when you show through their own research at where else the military, the National Institutes of Health, and the, you know, the biological weapons program that is active and says they can test anything on us at any time, we don't seem to care about that. But, you know, you can't help but, you know, put the pieces together and see that they're playing with disease. And they're improving upon disease with every new study. And when those studies show that all these things that they're demonizing are the few things that will actually fight the disease and the spread of disease, you got to start, you know, and you put that together with the fact that all these government agencies are militarized and talking about biological weapons. What are we supposed to think here?
Yeah, well, you know, the CDC has patented Ebola.
Sure.
So what that means is nobody can even work with Ebola.
Absolutely.
Without the permission of the CDC. You can't even, you know, investigate or research it. You know, it's just, it's, you know, you probably heard the story of Brzezinski, where they're trying to put him in jail.
Steal his patents.
While they're filing copycat patents. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, and again, over and over and over. It's just that some of the stories make it into the alternative news spectrum, of course, never making mainstream. And then there's the few, like, you know, yours, that there's a grassroots type of movement. But otherwise, this is all going on under the radar, and people are afraid, for the most part, afraid to talk about it. Kind of like when they first approached you, you're like, well, what can I do? They're basically threatening me. To recall everything, it's going to put my business under. What am I supposed to do? It's a tyrant.
Right.
it's just so frustrating. We're going to go to break here real quick. I've got on the line Wayne from Texas, and we'll take him after the break. He suggests that he may have some solutions for you. I too want to talk to you off air about a similar case that I was talking about earlier. The question I have for you now, when you were promoting this, I'm just curious why they specifically picked you as opposed to the other outlets that were making this available.
Well, there is some speculation among the those who were involved from a legal standpoint. We were probably one of the larger distributors of MMS, and you know, we had distributors in 6,000 distributors all over the world, and so I think they felt like if they came after PGL, that was going to make set the biggest example that they could.
And that's Project Green Life.
Yes,
is that still in existence?
It is. I would say it's dormant right now because it's an association. It lives in perpetuity,
right,
until all the association members disband it. And so, and there's still a strong base of supporters of association members there, but there is something active going on.
Well, we'll be right back. So, stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart.
All right, folks, we are back. You're in a corporation. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Take Wayne in Texas. Wayne, welcome, my friend.
Hi, Clint. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What you got for us?
Yeah, the reason I was calling was I was getting ready to leave the office, and but the more I heard Daniel, it kind of reminded me of a similar case I had read about a few years ago. And it involved a legal researcher in Texas by the name of Al Adask, A-D-A-S-K. Mm-hmm. And he was involved in a situation where he put together a freedom of religion defense in a scenario somewhat similar to this, from what I can tell. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but in Al's case, he got involved with some folks selling colloidal silver in Texas. For some reason, the attorney general decided to sue these folks and use some Texas statutes, and Al was being fined like $25,000 a day. And when he read the statutes, I think it's all based on 21 U.S.C. 321 Section F. He found a phrase called man or other animals. And in doing some research, he decided to present a defense that is really based on 3 points. Could I read them to you real quick? Or,
sure.
Okay. He says in point one, Genesis, in book the Bible, declares man to be made in the image of God and given dominion over animals. Point two, no Christian or Jew based on his faith, in part, could be charged under laws presuming people to be animals without violating freedom of religion. Part three, the drug and medical device laws, which he was charged under, presumed all these folks to be animals because of the phraseology in 21 USC. And basically ends with, in essence, you can't define me as an animal without violating a fundamental principle of Jewish and Christian faith. If you try to do so, I have a freedom of religion defense to stop it. And what when Al presented this to the courts in Texas, they dropped the case so fast it made his head spin. To this day, I don't think he's even heard from them. And so I thought, he's got a blog. He's written quite extensively under this. It's called the MUA Defense, Man or Other Animals. And again, he's a great researcher that has kind of sliced and diced this pretty good. So I don't know if Daniels have looked at something like this, but the statutes, it says right in the 21 USC, you know, the phrase man or other animals is used extensively. 21
well,
USC.
It's used throughout the U.S. Code, absolutely. And it's a very important term. It's also used in the agriculture code, and it's all over the place, actually. It's pretty disturbing. And it does have a specific use for exactly what you're talking about. So that actually might be a good sort of alternative defense.
Yeah, if he goes to Al's blog, I guess he could just kind of do some reading on it. But he's kind of put it together pretty good. And I know in his case it worked. Again, I can't say if it would again, but
what was
if
the
it
website?
Can help him. Well, it's a blog he writes. It just if you search Al Adask, A-D-A-S-K, blog, and then man or other animals, the sites will come up with what he's written about, and possibly there's some information there that he could use to his advantage here, because to me it is there's a great argument for freedom of religion under this statute.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of the same thing as humanism, you know, the concept of taking man from under God and putting him into the humanistic realm where man becomes God, and therefore man must have man as God, man must rule man, as opposed to being self-governing. It's a very important concept when it comes to law, and why they get away with a lot of this stuff, because, of course, we don't know to invoke religious exemptions, even if we don't have a religion to claim. So, yeah, it's a very important point. Thank you for bringing that
sure.
up.
Thank you. I'll go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So many different angles, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, Wayne, for reminding that. I knew of that defense, and in fact, in 2012, we put up a website called IamNotAnAnimal.org. And of course, it had the little clip from the Elephant Man, but you know, where he says, "I'm not an animal; I'm a human being." We had a declaration there that people could sign that said, "I'm not an animal, and your code is violating our religious freedom." And I'm actually grateful that he brought it up again, because we need to look at it again. I think that it's. I think there's something there. I think we've all been conditioned to think that just because the government, you know, that man or other animals has been around for almost 100 years.
Yep.
And which is actually kind of surprising to me, but I think there's something there. I find it offensive that the government would take a position on that and then define, because that's how they define a drug. They define a drug as an article intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I guess if I'm an animal, then that's a drug, right?
Well, see, it's interesting, though, because if you are an animal, and if you're considered with the mentality of an animal, then you cannot stand trial. You don't have the compos mentos. You're not of the right mind to be put on trial, because you cannot possibly understand the higher reasoning of mankind, which is a requirement for the law.
Hey, I love that. The FDA can't put me on trial. I'm an animal.
You're a man or other animal, yes. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a catch-22 there. I mean, they're not going to win with that kind of notion, because... Yeah, man, you have to have reason of mankind. What sets us apart from the animals is that reason. There's even legal terms for that in Latin. So, I mean, funny stuff. Well, let's thanks, Wayne, for that. Absolutely, good good man. Let's go to this recent letter. You just sent a letter on February, dated February 14th. It's a letter to Dear Honorable Congressman, stating that you need the help from Congress, and you go through the whole story. How many people did you send that to?
A lot.
So it's safe to say that you've put Congress on notice that you need their help. And if they don't help, well, perhaps we should be contacting Congress on behalf of this letter, asking them why they're not standing up for what you call being a victim of deliberate FDA fraud and malfeasance.
Yeah, and the don't forget the prosecutorial misconduct and judicial abuse. But anyway, that's a whole thing.
So, pardon me.
Yeah. I'm just saying that. You know, we did contact our local representative, who was in town here for a week, but we were unable to schedule an appointment while she was here. But you know, definitely contacting representatives is important. We actually had folks who flew in to D.C. from different locations, actually, who'd actually never met one another, but there were supporters, and they made the rounds, and they went to all the Congress's offices. This was a couple weeks ago. So there are, and they met with congressmen, and I can tell you that there are Congress that is aware of this, congressmen that are aware of this issue. They are disturbed by what they see. And, you know, what is going to happen is not, you know, we can't say right now, but needless to say that it is an issue. As you know, you probably know, they've had the confirmation hearings for the new attorney general. And so, you know, DOJ misconduct is in the limelight. I don't know if you saw Senator Hatch held up License to Lie by Sidney Powell, which is an expose on the corruption of the Department of Justice. And interestingly enough, one of the attorneys mentioned in her book 19 times, who had a lot to do with the Senator Stevens issue, which was lots of Brady violation there. He's actually one of the prosecutors in my civil forfeiture case pertaining to all this. And, you know, I'll just tell you, he filed a blatantly false pleading with the court stating that the property that they had taken from our home was in the government's possession, when I found out later that it had actually already been sold. So now you have these attorneys, they're licensed to lie. They get away with this. And I did a order to show cause why it shouldn't be dismissed, and the judge just completely, fundamentally and intentionally misconstrued my motion so that he didn't have to deal with the issue. And that's just blatant misconduct. You got Rand Paul, who's trying to push something through to change these forfeiture laws right now. It's an interesting topic with Congress right now, is the misconduct that's going on, the theft of property, the withholding of evidence in cases. And Senator Hatch held this book up to Loretta Lynch and said, "Have you read this book? Because if any of this is true, and I believe it is, because I know Ted Stevens, I was a friend of his, testified at his trial." He said, "You've got a lot of work to do to clean up that department." So it is a real issue. It's not just me saying this. This is you know, Chief Judge Kaczynski, who's been touring the circuit with Sidney on this book, is telling folks, look, there is an epidemic of misconduct in the land. And then, you know, he went on to say that only judges could put a stop to it. But guess what? The judges aren't going to put a stop to it.
Well, why don't you subpoena them to testify in your case?
Well, I don't know if...
I'll,
you know,
just do
it. The judge would say that it's irrelevant. I'm sure.
Well, yeah. But you can't really knock a subpoena now, can you? Such craziness. We keep talking about this, you know, talk, and yet eventually you'd think that the talk would boil over to the point where, like you said, you just sent a letter to Congress basically begging them for your to help you and something that is totally unlawful, unjust, etc., 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 you would think at some point, especially in a case like yours, that, well, let's just say that the honor among thieves that is, you know, in Congress would get to the point where, well, you know, we better protect our little covent here, you know, or we better come to this guy's rescue just so that we can save face, even though we're not really interested in helping the guy. We better save our own face at this point. But they don't even, they seem so arrogant in this that they're not even gonna come to your aid. In that's amazing to me, that the cockiness is so overwhelming. it's just amazing.
Well, I like to give everyone an opportunity, and I would say that it takes time. It takes time for stuff to get through the mail, to get eventually to where they got to go. And obviously, I mean, we've had people do talks with them and stuff. But, let's give them some time. I think this is an issue that's going to come, regardless of how this ends at trial, this issue is not going away. If they think I'm going away, they're crazy. They've destroyed my family, my life. I haven't destroyed my family, but they've sure made life hard on my family for no good reason. Everyone has their reasons that's involved, but they're not good. And if they think that we're going to lay down and take it like everyone else has for so long, they've got another thing coming.
That's the spirit.
Arg.
Because I thought for a second there you're going to settle in Switzerland, but that's the spirit. That's what I want to hear. I'm reminded of Network, where everybody's leaning out the window and saying they're mad and they're not going to take it anymore. That, you know, that's what needs to happen, and it just doesn't seem to ever happen. Frustrating.
Well, you know, this is good. I mean, we've got radio shows going. We've got information going out there. I just dropped on you a motion that dropped on the court here this last week. It's a motion by the media, written by William Wagner of On Second Thought TV, who has done an exhaustive look at the this case, the docket, the history, and written a motion saying, look, if Mr. Smith doesn't get a camera in the courtroom at trial, he's going to be railroaded just like he has for the last 2 years. And if you open it up there, you'll see that I think it's 14 points, 14 bullets or something to that effect, of the misconduct that he sees going on. And it's pretty powerful. I don't know if you have it there. I see it's downloaded now. But that's... You know, people take notice when the media takes notice. I mean, this particular media motion, I think, has been CC'd to a lot of media outlets, a lot of representatives, and so forth. So, there's a groundswell. We got to give it time. We can't be hopeless. If you watch the Stand By Daniel video, the lyrics are, it's not too late, believe in change. And I'm not talking about the kind of change that comes down from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, the hope soma that comes from the Obama campaign.
The change mantra. But I'm not talking about that kind of change.
Oh man, I'll tell you. So Wagner then actually submitted this then, huh?
Oh yeah, it's filed. There's another one coming in too, and it's interesting because the government's response to it was, and I don't even think the government actually read the case law that it quoted, which basically says it's an interlocutory appealable issue, camera in the courtroom, because it touches on the First Amendment right. I think this is problematic for them, and that's what we need to do. If all the media showed up and said, hey, something over here smells bad, and they put in a media motion, I tell you what, The government does not want cameras in the courtroom. That's how they get away with this railroad show. And moreover, not only do they not want them in there, they do not want anybody challenging Rule 53 that says no cameras in the courtroom. You'll see some great case law in that motion that says that what happens in a courtroom is the property of the public. Well, if I can't go to court because I got to work all day, and the only way I can get to know what happened in that courtroom is to go purchase a transcript, well, that property should be mine. So you either make the transcript free, or put a camera in there.
Well, see, and this is where we mistakenly identify ourselves as the public, as the people, yeah. And it just doesn't seem to work that way. But hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks. Our last little segment with Daniel here. Stay tuned.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. We start out by believing here. It's in your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas.
All right, let's look back.
Believe that you can do it.
Well, I'd give a couple thanks out today. One is to Patricia. Patricia, you know who you are. A mutual acquaintance of myself and Daniel who arranged this interview and introduced me to Daniel's plight. I thank her for that. Also, of course, to Daniel himself for coming on and explaining yet another travesty of justice. Folks, again, StandByDaniel.com. Please contribute if you can. Anything you can do is great. But most importantly, folks, spread the word on this. You have the opportunity to inform people what is happening behind the scenes, and not even behind the scenes. In plain view, you can spread this information. You can send it to your... You know, we talk all the time about people who shun us. We've been shunned from our family because we have an alternative perspective. We look at alternative news and we say, hey, look, that contradicts the real news. Well, here's something you can show, as well as the Brzezinski trial and documentary, that literally show what's really happening out there. It's not disputable. It's not the conspiracy theory. It is a showable, provable conspiracy, folks. You can help... people really, maybe someone else out there can afford to help Daniel. And the only way that's going to happen is if this information gets spread. And this is the perfect, perfect video, especially, that shows people from all around the world, in some of the poorest countries from around the world, supporting this guy. So that's all I can say here, is this is the perfect opportunity to spread the word about what's happening and maybe make the change that Daniel's looking for. Any last words there, my friend? And I don't mean that. Let me rephrase that. anything else that you'd like to say, my friend?
Well, I would just like to thank you for having me on, letting me share the story, and thanks to everyone that's able to support, even if it's not monetarily. The signatures are important, but prayers are great. And, of course, my contact information's on there if you have something else you want to share. Information or just encouragement, and just we're grateful for everything.
I'm sure that a lot of people feel the way I do, which is just a pure and utter frustration that, you know, we can't reach out through the digital line here and help you somehow in a real and tangible way. But like I said, it seems to me like the whole point and the whole suffrage that you're going through right now is literally, you know, yeah, it's for yourself, but it's obviously you're doing this because you believe that this thing is, this MMS product is something that has been helping people, has been saving lives, which I'm not sure how important that is to our government, but, you know, it's something that needs to get out there. And so I really do hope people will pass on the website. Again, what is it, Daniel?
StandByDaniel.com.
Is there any other websites or any other cases similar that people should be looking at?
Other cases, well, of course, you know about the Jim Cole story that's going on right now. No other websites that I can think of. Everything is from the Stand By Daniel. You can jump anywhere you need to go to find out more information from top to bottom on this issue. So,
all right, my friend, thank you so much. My love to your family. Your daughter is beautiful, by the way. You got the little picture up there on Skype. So, good best of luck to you. And in fact, may God be with you, my friend, because you need all the help you can get.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you very much.
StandByDaniel.com. Take care, folks.
With financial uncertainty,